We've had our opening clash today. St Union's this weekend, hoping for a treble of titles. On Friday night, they won the Senior C title, and they were hoping to make it a double today. But in their opening match, it hasn't gone the way of the Letterkenny side. And Gwydor have lifted this Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior B title on a final scoreline of 2-5 to 6 points. And it was a super second half performance by Gwydor, because they trailed at the break by 4 points to 2 and didn't really look much in the game at that stage, but they came out a different side in the second half and they got the goals which have given them the victory today. And they're going to take a bit of silverware back to Mahragallan with them tonight. Maureen O'Donnell was watching this game, and full credit to Gwydor. Maureen, was that second half performance which got them over the line?
They didn't look like it in the first half, but they as you say, they had a superb second half, and Unions really had no answer for them then once they got the goals. You could say that Gwydor certainly made some fantastic substitution, namely, you know, Martin McGillivray there, who got the second goal. And after that, Oisin, Gwydor never really looked like losing this the second half. You know, there was a purple patch and a press by St Unions at the end, you know, looking for a goal. They were sending high balls in, but it was always going to be Gwydor after that. They had that 5-point stretch, and that's what got them over the line then, Oisin, you know.
Yeah, it certainly was got them over the line. I suppose there's a great blend on this Gwydor team, Maureen. They have got underage players who have had tasted success right up to under 21 level, but then there's a mix of guys who have played senior in recent years, and obviously the likes of the three McGees in Eamon Neal, and the captain Peter McGee, who's now working his way up here, who will receive the cup from the chair lady of Donegal GA, Mary Coughlin. So they've got a great mix in there. They have
a great blend, and I suppose that's what any team needs. You know, you need the youthful players coming in and taking up position, but you also need some experience in there. You know, experience goes without saying. You know, it helps the young players to develop, and of course you need that just wise head on the field. But as you say there, big influence by the three McGee's brothers. Peter McGee in the middle of the field had a crack, and he got a point on there as well. Neil McGee tagged on a point very late on in the game, maybe towards the end of the second half. And of course you had Eamon McGee in at full forward, very influential, you know, when you have those kind of players. They were big names and big hitters for Gwydor over the years, and county players as well. Two county player stars in there as well. Peter probably had a chance at a jersey as well there. But you know, listen, that's the experience at Gwydor that got them over the line today. And you know, but it was a team performance, Oisin, and that's what it took to get over the St Unions team.
Yeah, they had to dig deep. There were 4 points to 2 down at the break. David Boyle scoring 2 of those 4 in the opening half. Brandon Jordan and Philip Doherty also got in the score sheet. Sean O'Beale and Liam Brannock were the scorers for Gwydor. They trailed at the break and it wasn't going their way, and you may have felt at half time that St Unions would kick on, and they got the first score of the second half from Oisin Scanlon to go 3 in front. But then the substitutes were made and the goals all came. Virgil Delaney got the first. Martin McGillivray got the second goal for them. The other scorer, Sean O'Boyle, 2 points. As we said, Brannock got one. Peter McGee, the captain, got one. And Neil McGee also stepping up with a point as well. Those were the scores for Gwydor.